You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
America thanks you, Jacob. Orioles losers of 7 of 8 are now in San Francisco to take on the Giants, hopefully get themselves right a little bit. It's been an awful homestand, but let's go out to the Window Nation fan guest hotline where Jacob Kalbermeier joins us now. And Jacob, thank you as always for your time. So how do you put a positive spin on that homestand, Jacob?
Yeah, that's not my job. I don't get paid enough to do that.
I got to ask you a question, because run production is off. Like, run production's been a thing since last June, right? And they get hot for little peaks when they're hitting home runs, and then they don't. And so we can all concede that, like, if you're second to only the Pittsburgh Pirates in number of times you're held to three runs or less since July 1st, that's a pretty big sample size, that's suboptimal. But this blows my mind, Jacob. For the season, Orioles leadoff hitters have a .284 on base. The average number nine hitter in Major League Baseball has a .294 on base. The average number nine hitter. 20 Major League teams for the season have a higher on base from their number nine hitter than the Orioles are getting from the leadoff spot. But we got a manager in town who says that a kid who's looking crazy overwhelmed, who has a .616 OPS since July the 1st, that he's the leadoff hitter for life. I can't, it's hard for me to take them serious when stuff like this is going on.
Yeah, listen, the offense remains a pretty big concern as you go into the offseason. I think a lot of people look at this team and you can take out your napkin and you can write out what the lineup and the starting nine is going to be, and they've got all of the holes filled. But when you look at what this offense has been over the past year, I think a lot of people would say that they need a pretty big force. They need somebody in the middle of that order or the top of it to kind of stabilize some things, right? Like when Jordan Westberg and Adley were both healthy and both playing well, which I don't even know.
Did that happen at the same time?
There was a minute.
I actually don't think that happened at the same time, because I think Westberg came back in June, and I think around the same time is when Adley had that first oblique. Because remember, Adley had like a good 3 weeks, like a really encouraging 3 weeks. So, and then when Westberg gets hurt, then Calder starts to hit better. So like, none of these guys have all been like clicking at the same time and or healthy at the same time. So like, that's a major part of this too. That on base percentage number, of course, is a more of a Jackson Holliday number than anything else. And I find a lot of the Jackson Holliday leadoff hitter discourse throughout this entire season to be somewhat maddening, because Tony Manziolino got credit from the fan base for Jackson Holliday's emergence and being this team's leadoff hitter, when actually it was Brandon Hyde who put him into the leadoff hole. And Jackson Holliday had been playing well for about 3 weeks until Brandon Hyde was fired. And then we're in June and July, and Westberg and Kowser come back, and Gunnar is not hitting for any power, but he's getting on base at like a 40% clip.
Yeah.
And Jackson Holliday remains in the leadoff spot when this team's saying that they're trying to win games. And listen, I don't really care about lineup construction. If they were setting this lineup completely properly the entire season, they would maybe have a half a win more than they currently do. Like, this stuff doesn't matter that much in the grand scheme of things. But when they were trying to win games in June and July, they're having Holliday in the leadoff spot when that probably wasn't the best way to set the lineup. I will say, though, I think what they're doing now kind of makes some sense. If you're going to have Jackson Holliday, these games don't matter. Like, I cannot express enough that, like, what's happening on the field right now, I really could care less about. Like, Dylan Carlson having a base running blunder the other day and Tony Manziolino saying something about it that made fans angry. The odds that either of those two people are still in the organization in 6 months, like, I'm not really sure. So, like, what any of this means about, like, the long-term future of the organization, I'm not so sure. But for Jackson Holliday, I do think it's okay to say, hey, this has been our leadoff hitter since early May. We believe in this kid. The only way out of this is to go straight through it, and let's keep throwing him out there. Because putting him in the seven hole isn't going to make him magically, fix his swing or whatever is going on. So I'm okay with them leaving him in the leadoff hole right now.
But there isn't – this is where I go back to the people side of it. Like, he had a pretty good first half, right? He had a first half you could build off of. If they continue this and he keeps – he's looked to me like he's been tired for a month now. Like, if his feet aren't helping him get on base and he's losing confidence and he's looking – exceedingly overwhelmed, and you're dead set on giving him more plate appearances than anybody else, is that really aiding his development? Because I would say I've seen too many players go backwards around here to think that I can defer to them to actually think they know what the hell they're doing when it comes to young players like this.
Yeah, like, part of it's like I don't want to speculate on what is called, like, Jackson Holliday had a good day, I believe yesterday. I think he got an infield hit.
Yeah,
a double later in the game. Like, it wouldn't shock me if Jackson has a great week and his OPS is above 700 and whatever. So I don't want to speculate exactly on what's maybe causing, you know, if he is tired. I don't want to get into that. And listen, if that's the case, I'd hope that they would know that better than we would. I will say, though, that
you don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I think sometimes a lot of people look at this and they go, like, oh, he's 21 years old, therefore he should never, ever be tired. Like, no no young person should ever be tired or get overwhelmed. But I think what people miss about this is that a 162-game season is just not anything that any of these players have ever done before, especially at this stage. And so this might not be the most popular opinion in the world, and they didn't really have the health to do this. But the idea that Brandon Hyde was giving him like days off in April and May against lefties.
Smart.
Maybe there was some credence to that.
Yeah, no, that made sense. This doesn't make sense.
Yeah. Well, listen, I mean, if it took 3 months for people to realize that, you know, maybe Brandon Hyde wasn't the worst manager in the history of baseball, then that's what it took. So
we're talking with Jacob Calvin-Meyers, Inside Access here on the Fan. Where are you on their insistence on going to a 6-man rotation when Tyler Wells comes back? And we've been pretty consistent on this. We think Tyler Wells is a relief pitcher, but they do not. So where are you on that?
Well, selfishly, where I am on it is I'm just happy that I turned out to be right, because in January I said that they would have a 6-man rotation at some point. I didn't think it would look like this. I didn't think it would come in a season like this. So I guess I was wrong in the way I envisioned it happening, but I guess I was right at the end of the day. I think I fall on the other side of this, guys, and the reason is because Tyler Wells is good, and they need good starting pitchers. Because, like, I have no idea what things are going to look like in February. So let's say they go out and they get one starting pitcher instead of two, okay? And let's say they get a stud, you know, whatever. They get a legit number one, and it's that guy and Bradish and Rogers and I don't know, but Kramer and Grayson and whatever. Like,
don't say Grace.
All you need is in that scenario, you need one injury for Tyler Wells to be your number five. And when we've seen Tyler Wells healthy as a starting pitcher, he's been really good. And so I just don't think this organization right now is in the position to take somebody that's a solid starting pitcher and move him to the bullpen. The other reason they're doing this now is it gives Tyler Wells an innings base from which to build on next season.
I get that part.
So
of it.
If you put this makes sense in that way, because if you put him in the pen and he throws 12 innings in September, then it's going to make it harder for him to even be a 60 inning guy next season.
Yep.
So I would still say I still think Tyler Wells will be in the bullpen to start next season, but I just don't think they can cross that out because of what the past 18 months have looked like for them.
Watching Rogers start Sunday from seats where I had a really good vantage point of everything, it was his most impressive performance, because I didn't think he had it from the warm-up pitches. Like, nothing looked right early. He's talking to the ump. It looked like he's buying time. Is that a pitch comp thing? Is he just off? I keep looking at the bullpen. Are they going to get somebody up? Like, he's behind everybody. His velo's off. And then he ends up shoving for 7. But now he's been pushed back a day. And this guy hasn't pitched in the majors much. So the idea that he's had stressful innings, I mean, it doesn't get that stressful in the International League. And that's where he's been for the better part of a year. So it got my spidey senses tingling. Like, is there anything to see here? Is this just, I don't know, what is this? What are they selling on this?
I don't know. I mean, it could be any number of things. It could be nothing. It could be something. I mean, like, you'd like to think that if there was really anything going on here, given that this is a lost season and there's only, 4 weeks left, that if there was something, that they would just kind of shut it down. So I'm not going to really look into that. But I agree about Trevor Rogers, is like his most recent start. His changeup placement was like nowhere. Like, in his great starts, I mean, his changeup is in against righties, which is the one he's throwing, is down and away in that corner of the strike zone every single time. If you go to Baseball Savant, his Savant page, and you look at the heat map of where his changeup is, it is unbelievable the way that he's able to place that pitch. And the other day, he just didn't have it. Like, it was all over the place. And so for him to pitch that way, I think maybe the more underrated part of his resurgence, I've been a lot about the fastball velo and the mechanics, and that's a major part of it. I think this is somebody that when they traded for him, and I think he would readily admit this, he was somebody that might not have been the mentally strongest.
Sure.
And now I watch him, and he might be as mentally strong as anybody that anybody I've watched over my 3 years of covering this team.
Most importantly, where are you on soup out of a sourdough bread bowl?
Soup out of a sourdough.
Well, that's the deal in San Francisco, isn't it? Like you go to the wharf and you get some soup out of a sourdough bread bowl. Is that something you would partake in?
I think I would, honestly. That kind of sounds like a vibe.
I thought it's more like Chiappino, and that's more like the red-based Italian stew, like the seafarer stew.
Well, I didn't say what kind of soup. I just said you do eat it out of sourdough bread bowl.
Chiappino, I don't think you eat out of a
But
that, of a
bread I can
bowl.
Remember. I've been there. It's been a minute, but I've been there twice. You eat soup out of a bread
just
bowl.
Just in general, you're saying any soup?
I think it's usually a chowder of some sort.
Hmm.
Yeah.
It's really interesting, guys. I've only been here for a couple of hours, but, you know, the television station on it at my grandparents' house says that this city's a complete hellhole, and it's the worst place on earth. I don't know. It looks.
I think you'll be fine.
It looks kind of nice to me.
No, it's beautiful.
I'm going to enjoy my time out here in San Francisco. So, yeah.
Stay away from Mitchell Brothers. You can Google it. Jacob, thank you as always for your time.
We appreciate you, sir.
Enjoy your time out there.
Thanks, guys.
Coming up next, Ravens. Come Wednesday, they'll be back on the practice field. Do we think Jair Alexander will be back on the practice field? They say he will. And when will we see Isaiah Likely again? We'll discuss next here on The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.